You're now entering Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Before we get started, I would like to say, I'm sure you can hear it now, despite my best efforts, there is some construction going on next door, and I can't stop it. So we're gonna have to live with that. I don't know. Anyways, what do we got for you today? We got some fun stuff. This week, because I am going on a vacation soon, this week's episode will be like a ultimate HanCon and FemCon. Oh, if you're not in radio. So basically, this is something really cool. I think it's cool. Some people don't like it, but I don't mind it. That the broadcasting people do here in Canada is they make you play a certain amount of Canadian music and music made by women, which I think that's pretty smart. Gets everybody an opportunity. But for some genres, such as industrial, it can be a little harder to find stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of Vancouver bands, but like besides the big ones, I don't know. But I make it work. So this week's episode, what I'm trying to say is it'll be just Canadian stuff and women's stuff, and then I can rebroadcast this in the future so that I get my stats up. But it's all really good music. Don't think of this as like a throwaway episode, because I'm very excited to play the stuff I'm going to play for y'all today. Oh, and if you are hearing this, this is the first time I'm broadcasting it, so hasn't happened yet. We're good. First up, we have, this is kind of a staple for the show. Not this show, actually. I'm not sure if I've played them at all since I switched to Wire and Nerve, but on my last show, Machine of Girls, I would play this band a lot. They are Jackalope, from Vancouver, I believe. Pretty sick. It's kind of more in the pop range, but it's still really fun, and I'm excited for you to check them. Oh, that's my cat. I'm excited for you to check them out. Give it a listen.
Yeah. This is Bird Note. As a kid, artist David Shepherd would sketch all the flora and fauna he saw. His true love was for plants. But when he moved to Hawaii to study botany, he realized
Hawaii is special because its main character is birds. Birds were the dominant species in terms of animal life. And so all the plants really co-evolved with the birds. You can see that in just how specific the beaks of different species are to the shapes of the flowers here. And so that became part of my art.
David now designs aloha shirts featuring the native plants and wildlife of Hawaii. One design features the i'iwi, a Hawaiian honey creeper.
So the i'iwi birds dart from flower to flower to flower very quickly. Well, the Hawaiians saw this and they thought of the metaphor that it was like procreation, the metaphor for the health of the forest, because only in its procreation can it exist.
Then, hidden among the trees, David has drawn kahuli, or native land snails.
Their existence in the forest is special because if they were around, it was said that the forest would sing. And songs are also a very important element of Hawaiian culture because it's how things are passed on from generation to generation. It's how you communicate what the world is. So these snails are singing, right? And then you have the birds that are a symbolic of procreation. And so the combination is that this is Hawaii. This is the perpetuation of it.
See pictures of David's designs at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Just gonna let that one slip. Oh my god. My headphones are breaking. Sorry for the interruption. Let's get back to it.
We'll be right back.
Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was Reality Check by Jenna Torturers. I thought they were just called Jenna Torture. I'm not going to lie. No, the Jenna Torturers. So they're the people who do the Jenna torturing. Very cool band. I've seen some clips of their live stuff. I'd love to go to one of their shows one day. Before that, we had Hopeless by Ficus. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you'll be very familiar with them. Off Sonder Commando Now. And then starting off the set, we had Jackalope, Nothing Nowhere. What do we got going on? My headphones are breaking, as you heard in my little unintentional interlude. It's messing me up. The wires on the right side of my headphones are struggling to connect to the actual phone part. They are detachable, so I guess I could just replace the cable section. But it's not fun right now. I don't like having the right side of my hearing cut off. Coming up next, we have Two Extremes by Waiting for God off self-titled, like, it's 7 songs, and none of them are particularly long. Would you count that as an album or not? What's the runtime? I'll check the runtime, and then I'll get back to you on that. Here, check it out.
Oh, I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Across much of the U.S., electricity costs are rising, but you may not know how those prices are determined or that you have a voice in the process. Tom Content is with the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, a nonprofit that advocates for ratepayers. He says to raise rates, utility companies must submit a proposal to a state's Public Utility Commission.
They are in charge of what you're paying for electricity, natural gas, and sometimes water. They're in charge of mapping and setting a course for your state as to what the energy future looks like.
The commission evaluates the proposed rate hike and what's driving it, like fuel prices or investments in the grid. They may also examine how rising costs are distributed among residential, commercial, and industrial customers, and if the utility's proposed profit margins are reasonable. Most states have a consumer advocate division or a nonprofit like Contents to represent ratepayers during this process. But there are opportunities for ratepayers to weigh in too.
What we want to see is more people participate in these processes.
Content encourages people to attend public hearings and tell the commission what rate hikes will mean for their lives. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.